did you ever hear the word shivery or telephone? The surname?
That isn't the one I'm trying to think of.
Let's see, I have some others here. Belling or Serenade, Skamelton, Tin Panning, Drumming, Morning Bee. I wonder what it is.
I think of it later.
All right. In the old days, what did they call the man who stood up with the groom?
The best man.
Best man.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call them waiters that you remember?
No.
And
they would use the expression stand up with those that were
stand
really
up,
getting
it. But not the term waiter.
No.
And people used to try to frighten children by saying, "Now, you better behave or what'll get you?
The boogers will get you."
Uh-huh. And if you have a heavy suitcase that you want to take from the house to the car, you say, "I'm glad I don't have to
tote that.
That's very far." And different kinds of hard-shelled little animals. Would you describe those to me and what you call them?
Shell animals.
Uh-huh. If they live on the land, I saw one on the road this morning, about as big as my hand. He draws in his feet and his head.
We have gophers and turtles.
Which is?
Terrapins. Terrapin and the turtle are the same.
Terrapin and the turtle. And do they live in the land or in the
both. Water and land.
Land. And the gopher lives.
But the gopher is a land.
I see. Do you know the word cooter?
No.
So if a hard-shelled animal lives in the water, he's either
a gopher or a turtle. The turtle and the terrapin are the same, as far as I know.
And live in the water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
And the center part of an egg is?
The yolk.
And did you ever hear the insides of a hog or a sheep called a certain name, the lung and the heart and the liver and all?
Well, they're called the lungs and the lights.
The lights.
Uh-huh.
Liver and lights.
Liver and lights, uh-huh.
Did you ever hear it called haslet or haslet?
I have heard that, yes.
How was it pronounced?
Haslets.
Haslets, uh-huh. And a small flat-bottomed boat that you used to go fishing in is flat-bottomed.
Rowboat?
A rowboat. In the old days, did they ever call it a batteau?
Yes, we used the term batteau.
But no more, is it? Uh-huh. And what do you put a pillow into? Covering?
Pillowcase.
Pillowcase. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's a lovely what of beads?
String of beads.
And if the two men have a fight, and the one really defeats the other one, you might say, that one man surely what the other one. Knocked him down and really hurt him.
I'd say beat him, I guess.
Beat him.
Mm-hmm. About the pillowcase, there was a term, pillow sham. Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Well, it's not really a pillowcase, but it's an extra cover. In the colonial days, the pillow stood against the high head of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the pillow was in its pillowcase.